A rewrite of bankruptcy law that tightens the rules for debtors has passed the House of Representatives again. The House has voted for the bill regularly since 1997, but it's never become law, so lawmakers keep trying, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Personal bankruptcies went up about 7% last year, but Republicans say some consumers just use the law to stiff their creditors.
A lot of these people use the bankruptcy system as a financial planning tool.
James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Even as he acknowledged that just 2 or 3% of bankruptcies are cases of abuse, he cited a figure from the pro-reform lobby, an estimate that bankruptcy abuse costs every family $400 per year.
And remember, every penny that's recovered this way is one less penny that has to be passed on to the 98% of the people of this country who pay their bills on time or as agreed to.
Banks and credit card companies want this bill badly. Democrats say the bill would enable those creditors to squeeze money out of ordinary consumers who get caught in hard times. Jim McGovern, a Massachusetts Democrat.
In fact, nearly half of the people who file for bankruptcy protection do so because of medical bills. Middle-class families are only one serious illness away from financial collapse.
The House has now approved bankruptcy reform 9 times since 1997. But this time, Republican leaders have a new trap for Senate Democrats. When bankruptcy reform has failed in the past, and it always has, it's usually been because Senate Democrats managed to add some controversial twist. Last time, the issue was whether protesters at abortion clinics could escape federal court penalties by declaring bankruptcy. A compromise was finally reached, but House conservatives said no at the last minute, and the bill died. The bill's supporters couldn't believe it. Mallory Duncan lobbies for bankruptcy reform for the National Retail Federation.
It's this continuing debate in society over whether we're going to move an iota closer to pro-choice or an iota closer to pro-life. That kind of battle is really irrelevant to whether or not we need bankruptcy reform.
But it couldn't be more relevant on Capitol Hill. The House action yesterday is meant to force the Senate to take bankruptcy reform without that abortion clinic compromise. Senator Charles Schumer, a New York Democrat, says he'll refuse and he'll fight.
There are some on the Democratic side who are against the bankruptcy law altogether. I am not one of those, but I have said that if they knock out this provision, then I will try to stop the bankruptcy bill. There was a compromise that everyone agreed to, and a small hand of fanatics were able to hold it up.
And the longer the bill hangs around, the more problems pop up. One problem is small farmers. Republican leaders attached the big bankruptcy bill to a little, non-controversial bill, one that simply continues a special bankruptcy rule for family farms. That rule benefited some 700 farm families last year, but it expired January 1st. Now it's tangled up with all the other issues in the big bill. Another new problem, military families, who suffer when a wage earner is called to active duty at lower pay in the reserves or National Guard. Republicans say another law already protects them. But that's another argument, not likely to fade away soon. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.